We now come to the time in our worship together where we invite those young and young at heart to hear some words. Today, this morning, we have no one in the congregation that is a child, but we have many, I believe, who are still young at heart. And I imagine that there are many listening to us on the radio who may be both young and young at heart. And so join with me in a time to remember the innocence of our youth and also the goodness of God. I wish to speak to you today about life and all that it brings. No matter at what stage in life you now are, I think many of you will agree with me that as good as life is, happiness and joy is not always promised. There are times in life filled with despair. There are times in life filled with loneliness, filled with anxiety, filled with defeat. No matter at what stage in life you are, you must steel yourself with the resolve of faith to weather the ups and downs that life brings you. And I'll be preaching a little later today on what some of those reserves might be. But I want to arm you right now with a very, very simple tool to keep you through the bad times, no matter how old you are. I remember when I was a youngster growing up in the Laurinburg Presbyterian Church. There's a woman who worshiped there by the name of Granny Benton. I still don't know what her first name is, but to me, she was Granny Benton. Granny Benton took a liking to me. Me as a six-year-old, seven-year-old boy, who admittedly still didn't have a very strong faith. I was still trying to figure things out. Didn't know what to make of this God thing. And Granny Benton gave me a gift one day after church. It was a little button. A button that you could press down on. And when you press that button, music played. It's a song many of you will know, whether you are four or whether you are 44. Jesus loves me, this I know.
For the Bible tells me so.
Indeed. And when I got that button, I didn't much care for that song. It was a kid's song to me. I thought I was grown and beyond that song. It took several years. I'm going to throw a big word at you, the vicissitudes of life. It took a few years before I noticed that life was not all filled with joy. And in one of those moments in adolescence, when I was beyond my wit's end, I remembered that button. Granny Bennett at that time passed, but I remembered that button, and I went to my bookshelf, and I found it, and I played it for myself. A God that I did not fully yet believe in, but a God that I nevertheless knew loved me. And so now let us sing it together. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong. They are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so. It's funny how a children's song stays with you, no matter how old you are, and takes on new and different meanings as we age and mature in our walks with God. So as you depart, little ones and those young at heart, do remember that Jesus loves you exactly as you are and will be steadfast in that love for the duration of your days on this earth. Amen.